filmed before a live studio audience.
Hey,
Woodster. How's that first night in your new apartment?
Great.
Yeah.
It's the nicest place I've ever stayed at. And that includes the night in Hanover I got locked in the storeroom with the Piggly Wiggly. It's cold and lonely, but
the food.
Anyway, it's no Piggly Wiggly, but it's got cable.
Is it furnished?
Well, no, but it's got this cable that comes right out of the wall, fits right into the TV.
I hope it's in a safer neighborhood than that last dive yours.
Well, no, actually, it's a little worse, but it's got cable.
Well, if it's unfurnished, you must be getting a break in the rent, huh?
Well, no, it's actually a little more, but you gotta expect that with cable.
Well, whatever.
I think cable's great. They had RoboCop on last night. Did you catch that?
No, the cable was out last night.
Open up those beer taps and take the day off, Sam.
Here you go, Sammy.
Ooh, yeah. Fellas.
Right. Check them out.
New napkins, huh?
New napkins.
What is this, huh? Oh, look, there's some kind of brain teaser on them.
Yep, you're out of luck.
No, these are not brain teasers. These are trivia napkins.
Ever since I got the bar back, I've been looking for ways to say, hey, thank you for patronizing me.
Oh, Sam, I know you wanted to use a great big word there. I think that's marvelous, but I believe what you meant to say was thank you for your patronage.
Really? What's the difference?
Patronage means customer. Patronizing is the way one would talk to a small, dull child.
Kind of like how you're talking to me right now.
Aren't you cute?
Okay, all right, here's one. What is the oldest state capital in the country?
Crying out loud now. I told you that weeks ago.
Just don't wreck it for the rest of us then, okay?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Boston?
Yeah.
Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Hey. Whoa, isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. Good old Santa Fe. Ancient capital of the conquistadors, founded 1609.
Hey, here's one. What civilization was the first known to brew beer?
Early Greece.
Ancient Rome.
Old Milwaukee.
Ancient Egypt.
Get out.
That's something.
I never knew the trivia could be so fascinating.
Oh, hold the phone here. I gave you that fact months ago. You said you weren't interested then.
Well, you know, Cliffy is different with the napkins.
What's so different?
Well, napkins don't spit when they talk.
Oh, relax, Woody. You poor thing. You have to stop worrying. You're going to do just fine. You can do a great job, don't you think, Carla?
I think he's going to bomb.
At what?
Beats me, but I think I'm on pretty safe ground.
I know it's just a small part in a commercial, but I don't know if I have the skill or the technique to pull it off.
Well, what do you play, Wood?
A bartender.
Woody, you are a bartender.
Yeah, well, but in this commercial, I have to serve drinks.
What? You serve drinks all the time?
Yeah, but in this commercial, I have to talk and serve drinks.
You talk and serve drinks right here every day.
Well, great, Sam. Now you made me nervous about working here, too.
Woody.
Perhaps it'd help you to rehearse your lines with us.
Hey, I only have one. I like it.
That's a very nice line, Woody.
Patronizing, right?
Now you're getting the...
I was kind of surprised when I got the part. Said they wanted someone with a fresh face. I don't know why they chose me.
Hey, you're perfect.
Maybe when I just hopped off the bus from Hanover, but I've been in Boston for 5 years. Changes a guy. Hardens him. Gives him a cynical edge.
Come on, you're still fresh.
Jeepers, you think? Trust me. Hey, Sam, would you come on down to the chute with me and keep telling me that?
Well, sure, Woody. Yeah, why not?
Hey, Wood, could I go? Come on, I never saw a commercial be shot or anything like that.
Yeah, me neither. You know, believe it or not, it's one of the few things I don't know much about.
Well, I mean, if you guys all come down there with me, it's going to look like I'm some big, snobby star with entourage.
All right, well, heck with it. We'll just stay here. Yeah. You tell us about it later.
I like the idea. You guys can be my people.
All right?
I got another idea. We'll all stop at the mall. We'll pick up satin jackets and matching sunglasses.
Yeah, there you go.
The door's not just gonna open itself.
So, Jill, it's great to meet such a talented actress. Is there anything I can look forward to seeing you in? Like my shower?
You're really funny, Sam. Did you ever think of doing stand-up?
Well, it's always the first time for everything, I guess.
This is spectacular.
Yeah, magic of the movies, huh, Nami?
No, the magic of the donut table. Look at this. You got your you got your chocolate, you got your buttermilk. Hey, you sucked all the filling out of this Bavarian cream.
Guys, you got something to write on here. She just gave me a number.
Yeah, I got one of these trivia napkins.
Hey, my trivia napkins.
Yeah, I've been carrying it around. It's kind of a conversation starter, you know? Go ahead, ask me the questions. All right.
You guys and your precious trivia napkins. If you love them so much, why don't you marry them?
Come on, man, lighten up, will you?
Oh, and by the way, Nami, I'm the one who sucked all the filling out of the Bavarian cream.
Guys, I'm ready. How do I look?
All right. You look great.
Huh?
You got, like, junk all over your face.
Oh, pancake.
Whoa, is there a steam table around here I'm missing?
No. Pancake is the makeup they use in show business. It's real thick and real heavy, and it covers every flaw.
Oh, yeah. Vera uses that for primer.
Now on the set, please.
Oh, that's me. I gotta go. Oh, hey, so this is Veggie Boy. Should I taste it?
No, don't drink that. We spray it with high-gloss latex so it'll look better under the lights. We do it with all the food we're shooting.
Hey, there's supposed to be a bowl of beer nuts around here.
Grammy, you gotta get these kind of nuts for the bar. They slide right down. It's great.
Woody, this is your close-up. Joe's gonna feed you your cue. Just look right in the camera and say, I like it.
I like it.
No, Woody.
No, I mean, I like your direction. It's very forceful, very to the point.
Let's go. Veggie Boy, bartender close-up, take one.
Rolling.
And action.
So, how is this new drink, Veggie Boy?
Cut.
Mr. Peterson made a goofy face.
I did not. It's my normal expression.
Stop it.
Woody, could we have your friend wait out in the hallway?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, quit looking so goofy.
Take two.
If you insist.
Action.
So, how is this new drink, Veggie Boy?
I'm sorry, I'll go join my goofy friend.
What?
Oh, yeah, all right. Here you go.
Once again, action.
So, how is this new drink, Veggie Boy?
I like it.
Cut.
Brent, that's it. Great. Get out of here.
Thanks for not being funny, Mr. Clue.
Commercial going to be on. I've seen this Quincy 5 times.
It's coming right up, Carl. Next break.
Some coroner. Every week, he has to dig up the body to find something he missed the first time. Oh, what a surprise. He found a bullet in the skull.
Oh, quiet, everybody. It's on. All right, turn it up, Miss Al.
New Veggie Boy. Available in regular and chunky.
So, how is this new drink, Veggie Boy?
I like it.
Hey! Wonderful performance, Woody.
Woody, we always knew you had Linya to be a corporate shill.
Yeah. Thanks, Dr. Gray. And thanks, all of you, for throwing me this great party.
But it isn't over yet, Woody. I took the liberty of ordering 23 cases of Veggie Boy. We're the first ones in town to have it. And Woody, first taste goes to you.
Wow, my first Veggie Boy. Hey,
hey, hey.
Oh, it's disgusting!
Woody, shush! Look, you're on Channel 7.
I like it.
I don't like it, I hate it.
I like it.
Shut up, Woody.
I like
you
it.
You hate it, you're a liar, a filthy liar.
I like it, I like it. I like it, I like
it. Somebody make him stop!
I like it, I like it, I like it.
I can't believe I was just on 14 channels saying I like this stuff when I really hate it.
It's 15 channels, Woody. Everybody always forgets Lifetime.
Woody, wait a minute now. Can't be that bad here. Let's take a look at the ingredients. Water, broccoli, cauliflower, and kale.
Well, maybe it just sounds bad in black and white. Kale was not a good idea.
Oh, Woody. Shoot, I just forgot here. This came for you. It looks like something from the commercial company. Probably a paycheck.
Oh, I can't cash it. I can't even open it. That'd be like paying me for lying. My mother always told me that lying is the worst of the seven deadly sins.
Wait. Lying is one of the seven deadly sins?
Yeah, of course it is. You got, lust, greed, bashful.
That's the seven deadly dwarfs. Woody, hold on a second. Listen, sometimes lying can be good. I remember when I was playing for the Sox. One day there was a rumor going around that a backup catcher was about to be cut. Everybody knew about it except him. And we found out on the exact day that it was his birthday. He came up to me and he said, Sam, is it true? Am I going to be cut from the team? I looked him right in the eye, and I said, no, happy birthday. And that guy went off and had the best birthday of his life. And as it turns out, the next day, he wasn't even cut.
So it's better that you lied to him. Huh. That's a great story, Sam. Oh. Give me a lot to think about. Thanks.
Yeah. Sam, is that stuff really true?
Well, most of it, yeah. I wasn't the catcher, it was me. And I was cut, and the fellas didn't have any problem telling me about it. But it was my birthday.
Happy birthday, liar.
Where's Woody?
He's in the pool room hating himself for lying.
Oh, I thought he'd gotten over that.
Yeah, well, he's trying, but somebody keeps reminding him every 5 minutes. Hey, Pinocchio! It's 5 o'clock. Do you know where your commercial's playing?
Carla, that's just a little bit sadistic, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like Woody.
Boy, he's really taking it hard.
Yeah, poor kid. I really feel sorry for him. Yeah. Hey, what do you say we pass the time with one of these trivia napkins here?
Oh, so you're finally starting to enjoy these jobbies, huh?
Yeah, I was acting like a big baby there, Sam. I know you guys like me a lot more than some cheap stack of paper.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, this is the most boring napkin we've come across.
It's a question.
Well, look and tell. It looks as though it was homemade. It's like some moron typed it on some old manual typewriter.
How odd. Read the question.
This is not a napkin. It's a cry for help.
All right. So I forged the napkin. Can you blame me? I've been sitting here for the better part of the 80s trying to enliven the discussion and broaden a few horizons with the benefit of my special brand of arcane knowledge, and then these stupid napkins come waltzing in. And then I'm out. Well, I've had it. It's time to make a choice, fellas. Me or the napkins? Or both. Maybe we can alternate.
my friends in.
Yeah. Like to see a napkin do that, huh?
Excuse me, could I get some service?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. What can I get you?
What do you recommend?
What's the difference? You wouldn't believe me anyway. I'm just an incorrigible liar pumping a handcart to hell.
Woody, why are you torturing yourself like this?
Because I deserve it. I lied to America. Lied to that all-important 18 to 35-year-old target group.
Woody, you only feel that you're a liar because you endorsed a product you don't like. But what if you could actually learn to like it?
How am I going to learn to like broccoli, cauliflower, and kale?
Well, Wood, some things you have to sort of develop a taste for slowly, you know? All right, look, give me a beer, okay? Now, we'll put a stalk of broccoli in that beer, okay? And you drink the beer, and the beer taste is going to kill the taste of the broccoli, but slowly, you'll get used to it, okay? Go on.
Well, we don't have any broccoli.
Well, thanks for the beer. You know, Woody, the way Ma got me used to a new vegetable, like, say, oh, Brussels sprouts. She used to put a few in each of my pockets and have me walk around with them all day.
Well, thanks, Mr. Clayton, but Brussels sprouts aren't the problem.
Well, you should try it anyway. It's a nice feeling.
Woody, you know, Sigmund Freud might suggest that your aversion to vegetables stems from some early childhood trauma. You sputtered, my darling?
Honestly, Fraser, you must be the last psychiatrist on Earth who hasn't abandoned Sigmund Freud's theories.
What are you saying?
Merely that his theories are outdated, sexist superstitions unsupported by a shred of clinical evidence.
You're drunk. My wife is completely smashed, blotto. Sam, no more Boilermakers for Dr. Stern and Crane.
Fraser, I've had nothing to drink.
Ah, the worst kind of drunk. For your information, Sigmund Freud has a lot to teach us about Woody's problem. I dare say that if the master were with us today, he would, after striking Lilith, tell us that Woody is suffering from a subconscious barrier, easily removed by some elemental Freudian analysis.
Well, isn't there anything faster?
Oh, many things, but nothing quite as lucrative. But if you wish instant relief, I suppose we could try a little, post-hypnotic suggestion. Another wet objection, my love?
Hypnosis, Fraser? Why only go back a century for your treatment? Why not bleed him with leeches? Or drill a hole in his cranium and let the evil spirits leak out?
Ignore her, Woody. It's the gin talking.
Or maybe the reason he doesn't like vegetables is because they remind him of his mother. Ooh.
Hey, hypnosis, huh? That's cool, Doc.
Sam, hypnosis is not a parlor game. Although last week at the party I did get quite a few laughs by hypnotizing Lilith into removing her shoes whenever anyone mentioned brie cheese.
Fraser, you did no such thing. Very funny.
Yeah, I don't know if hypnotism will work on me, Dr. Crane. I'm pretty strong will.
And what's she? Brie cheese?
Stop that.
Woody, let's go into the office and watch that watch.
Oh, for God's sake, Fraser. First you espouse Sigmund Freud. Now you've moved on to Dr. Mesmer. This is not professional conduct.
Point taken, my darling. Oh, by the way, is that a tambourine behind you?
A tambourine? Odd question. You are in such trouble, mister.
You know, I was thinking, what is kale, anyway?
It's, you know, some kind of a lettuce thing they use in salad bars, isn't it?
No, kale is not a green per se, but more of a family of greens. See, anything with a pungent aroma and a loose head can properly be called kale.
Get you another beer, Kale?
Boy, I feel like I've been asleep for 100 years. Did it work?
Well, there's only one way to find out, Sam. Set us up.
Yeah, I think I got a couple left here.
Now watch, Lilith, and all the rest of you naysayers. So, how is this new drink, Veggie Boy?
I like it.
Yeah, right.
No, I really like it. I love it. Why, you know, I'm not a liar anymore.
All right.
Well, you can really taste the kale. You know what this means? Now that I'm not a liar anymore, I can take that envelope and I can cash that check at the bank and I can just spend it all on Veggie Boy.
Whew. Hey, you really did a number on him. Look at him go there.
Well, he's highly suggestible. I had the mission accomplished in 5 minutes.
You had him under for 2 hours. What were you doing the rest of the time?
Just snooping. We'll talk later.
Oh, I don't understand this. It's not a check. It's a letter from the ad agency.
Well, what's it say?
Well, it says that due to lack of consumer interest, they're discontinuing the product. What does that mean?
I think it means they're not going to make Veggie Boy anymore. I guess nobody liked it.
How could they not like it? It's broccoli, cauliflower, and kale. Has America gone mad?
But it's not that great, okay?
Hey, shut up, Mr. Peterson. Don't talk bad about Veggie Boy.
Nice work, Dr. Frankenstein.
They're going to stop making it. How am I going to get it? I need my Veggie Boy. This is all there is? This isn't even going to last me through the night.
Woody, let's go back in the office.
Oh, I know. I can take this to a lab and have it analyzed. I can make my own. Hey, well, I got a blender.
Woody.
I'll move back to Indiana. I'll grow kale.
Woody, watch the watch.
Get that watch out of my face, old man. I got crops to plant.
Woody, you need my help.
I don't need your help. All I need is 3 tons of topsoil and a big yellow tractor.
Tractor. The sun will come out tomorrow.
Lily, lower your damn skirt and watch the watch.